Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Some people will never say congratulations. Not when you launch your business, not when you post your first shaky, imperfect videos. And it's not because they missed it. It's because your growth wakes up something in them that they're trying to avoid. They know you, they worked with you, they grew up with you, saw you struggle, saw you dream, and now your progress reminds them that they never started. Your courage exposes their excuses. Your effort exposes their comfort. Your wins make them feel behind, so they watch everything or pretend they saw nothing.
It is so important that you do it anyways. Even when they talk, even when they don't get it, especially when they're laughing behind your back. Because here's the reality, nothing you say will change their mind. They're stuck in their ways. And explaining yourself won't do anything. The only thing that you could do is build a life that somebody can't talk shit about. Silence is so loud when it's backed by results.
Keep yourself to yourself. Not everyone needs to know about your promotion. Not everyone needs to know about your vacation. Not everyone needs to know about your next move, your relationship, your healing, your plans. Some things grow best in silence. Share too much, and the noise finds its way in. Opinions, projections, energy that isn't yours. You're not hiding, you're protecting. Not every season is for display. Remember, the foundations of a building are never seen.
Develop a workaholic mentality. What does this mean? It means that you start a little earlier, you work a little harder, and you stay a little later.
To stay when it's boring, to stay when it's uncomfortable, to stay long enough for you to see all of your hard work actually compound. If you feel like nothing is happening, something probably is. Growth is often silent before it's visible. So today's encouragement is for you to keep going.
You've got to allow yourself to go through whatever you're going through right now to reemerge on the right timetable as a stronger version of yourself.
Plant trees under whose shade you do not plan to sit. All right? Plant trees under whose shade you do not plan to sit. Selfless service. Giving without expecting. Using everything you have. Doing something for nothing. Just being able to give.
A real man doesn't need another man to tell him how to be a man. That's the furthest thing from the truth. There's no other way to learn how to be a man except through other men who have gone before. Because there's a difference between masculinity and manliness. Masculinity is raw. It's just the raw masculine testosterone and other hormones coursing through our veins that determine that level of masculinity. Manliness, however, is taking it, refining it, and producing effective outcomes.
Trying to get insight and see life as a puzzle, and your goal in life is to seek the adventures that piece the puzzle together.
When you're coming out of these down spots, these dark spots, these slumps, you've got to allow the process to happen. Watch it unfold.
You have to be prepared to take any and every opportunity that's presented to you. All right, nothing's just going to happen. You know, everybody say it's all on you. It is all on you. There's other people that can educate you and help you, but you take these different experiences that you learn that stick with you. I mean, you may not remember a whole lot when you were 4 years old, but there's certain memories, there's certain things. You can use them to either harness you to greatness, or you can use them to kind of just keep you where you're at.
So the Bhagavad Gita says that attachment and aversion are two sides of the same coin. So actually the ideal is the central balance where you're able to talk to your parents, you're able to give them love, you're able to be grateful, but then again, you're still realizing that there's more impact you can have in the world.
than just making your parents happy.
Steve Jobs said he didn't want to be the richest man in the graveyard. You know, do you want to be the richest man in the graveyard? I want to be the happiest man on the way to the graveyard.
There's always a next level. Your definition of greatness and what you want to achieve could be totally different than somebody else's. You know, we always say no one wants to be first, okay, because they're afraid of the consequences that come with doing something first.
Because what it means to be a man, first of all, is somebody who takes accountability and responsibility for himself and those he has an obligation for.
You don't start at a place where you have self-awareness, self-actualization. You have figured out what works for you, what your strengths are, how you want to be in an environment. When you walk out there, most of us just pretend to be someone else.
So you're not the same version of yourself. You can't expect yourself to be who you were during the last cycle. It won't happen. You have new experiences, you're older, your physiology changes, but the ego, like you referred to, wants to attach to what was. You had a great year last year, but let it go because it's no longer. You're not that person anymore.
So grinding and working hard and hustling is not what you optimize for. It's pain. Why would you optimize for pain?
They want to see what real people do when real crap happens, when you're threatened, when you're at risk. How good could you be? And sometimes I think people, I feel it, that they want to be touched by it. They want to be touched by it, that maybe it'll be absorbed by them. Maybe some of it'll go into their veins, that they could be better. That they could watch these noble warriors, and when they do it right, that's what they are. They could watch them and say, oh, maybe I could be better. Maybe my choices could be better, stronger. Maybe I could make better decisions the next time instead of making a weak decision and screwing somebody.
I love to say people with excuses are afraid to work hard. I love to say that. An excuse gives you a reason to stop working hard. And what we know about anyone ever worth writing an article about is that they worked until they dropped to the point of alienating people around them. And if you are a user of excuses, you'll never work that hard.
Your habits are the way that you embody an identity, right? So like each time you make your bed, you embody the identity of someone who is clean and organized. Each time you go to the gym, you embody the identity of someone who's fit. Each time you sit down to write, you embody the identity of a writer. So you can sort of think of it as like each behavior casts a vote for the type of person that you want to become.
Your goal in business and in life on the important things is to make 3 mistakes per million transactions. And the only way you do that is by being a perfectionist in terms of double check.
The truth is very concise. The words are very few. But people don't want to hear the truth because the truth hurts. Okay? But you grow from pain. You really do. You can't know how to deal with success. You can't know how to deal with failures. You can't know how to deal with the bumps in the road that if you haven't had a taste of everything.
You know, people think, oh, you're just facing a guy with a left hand. No, you're not. You're facing yourself. That's the magic. That's what people want to say, oh, this guy's facing, can I face myself someday? You're facing your inhibition, your insecurities, all the stuff that's been laid on you through the years that you're trying to get rid of, or you hope you could get rid of.
We create barriers, and I firmly believe half or more of those constraints that stop us from taking big risks, we take on knowing there are going to be reasons later we can say, no, that would be a bad risk. I don't want to take that risk, whatever that new career twist might be, instead of embracing it and laughing and learning when you fall down occasionally. We're back to learning from failure because young people need to know that falling on your face is 100% predictable. And for the smart people, it's what they learn from that later makes them fall far less frequently than everyone else.
If someone thinks I'm confident, I feel confident. But if I think someone thinks I'm not confident, then I don't feel confident. That people are so far removed from their own understanding of themselves that they were either lost living a life they didn't want to, lost living up to someone else's expectations, or lost becoming someone to impress someone else. And so people were so, their real identity is almost buried under 6 feet of multiple identities they've created.
There's not other people that aren't holding you back. Your boss isn't holding you back. Your parents aren't holding you back. Those are excuses. To me, there's no such thing as luck, okay? All luck is preparation meeting opportunity, plain and simple.
Gandhi said it, you find yourself when you lose yourself in the service of others.
So if you're watching this and you feel lost, it's better to just sit down and be like, I'm lost. Because the day you admit you're lost is the day you allow yourself to be found by people who can give you a tip.
The wisdom, and right now, man, the wisdom of your body says, allow the process to happen and get familiar and disciplined and committed with your rituals.
There's a lot of people that are just a something. There's very few people that are the something.
We bring to our experience our own stereotypes and expectations, and we color the world with our own interpretation. And so it's this notion that our experience of the world is kind of a dance, or kind of like a collaboration between what's coming in and what we're bringing to the table. And so what that tells us is, no, we don't have a direct experience of reality. We don't have an empirical experience of reality. We don't see the world as it is. We see the world as we are.
Energy is always flowing out of us to people and things around us. And one of the ways to get to enlightenment is to first stop the loss of energy. Then you harness that energy from going out of you, you withdraw it into you, you concentrate and you channel that energy up your spine into your head to awaken higher states of consciousness. But in order to do that, you need to conserve as much energy as possible. The more people you have in your life, the more things you have in your life, the more energy you expend.
That which you do not hate, you will eventually tolerate. Average becomes sort of like this slow asphyxiation. It's almost like an anesthetic. And that over time, we become kind of immune and dulled to the average that we're becoming. You know, you don't magnify the degree to which the pain ought to be affecting you. And so really what he means in that is, listen, you're going to get out of your life what you'll accept. That's really difficult for people, I think, to understand is, look, what you think you're worth and what you're going to tolerate is absolutely what you're going to bring into your life.
Dominant culture that is designed to destroy your sense of self and your belief in yourself, and you have to learn ways in which you can begin to connect with this power that you have within yourself to handle where you are. The key is to be constantly in a perpetual process of discovering the truth of who you are and fighting constantly to look for ways in which you can escape the inner conversation.
There's a lot of obstacles that we're going to face in our life, whether it's on a football field, a basketball court, or just in life in general. And if you're not really willing to fight and give it everything you have, as long as you're alive, then what are you really doing it for?
Because if you're not feeling well, what do you? You go online, right? You look at people standing at the bus stop for 10 minutes waiting for the bus. They get uncomfortable with being with themselves. So they pull out the phone and they start engaging with something. Right. Because to actually be with you is probably one of the most challenging things that you can face in life. And the whole purpose of the monastery is to you strip everything and everyone away from a person and they're only left with themselves.
When I thought I was going to die, I saw scenes of my life when I was surrounded by the people that I loved. And my instant feeling was, I'm gonna miss them. And they're gonna miss me. That realization is like, oh my God, at the end, all you're gonna wonder is about your family and your friends and people you loved, and all they're gonna miss you because you're gonna see scenes of your life surrounded by people you love at the very end. And I'm like, so live your life so it's this epic, beautiful movie. The insight is when you are listening. Insight is when you go through introspection. Insight is when you meditate. Insight is when you learn to listen to your heart or intuition. And insight is what you call a Satori moment. It's growth through awakening.
Like, I let myself sort of feel the pain and the difficulty of being not where I want to be in whatever that area is, whether it's my spirituality, my relationships, my money. I let myself feel that pain because, as you know, there's two motivators, right? There's the gaining of pleasure, right? Wanting to go get something, chasing the dream. But then there's the avoidance of pain. And for a lot of champions, that's a pretty big driving force for them. And so, at least for me, I leverage both of those things on me to get myself to take action.
Dare to be willing to question everything you thought you knew. Dare to dissolve your own dogmas. Dare to be challenged. Dare to see the world differently today than you saw it yesterday.
Motivation's crap. Motivation comes and goes. When you're driven, whatever's in front of you will get destroyed.
You have so much time to live. It's your time. So your goal in life is to realize that that is your treasure. So let's say you're working at that job and you have that horrible boss and you're miserable. You can turn that around and make those 8 hours a lifetime. You tell yourself, maybe I can see that there are things that I can learn even from the worst possible job. So that's how you create a lifetime, by saying, it's mine. I'm going to create something worthwhile out of it. I'm not going to give it away to others. This is my time. I'm going to own it.
What I'm saying is, don't settle. Don't live lives in complacency, because there is so much out there for us. We all have the right to live incredibly fulfilled, incredibly passionate, incredibly joyful lives, where you are psyched it's Monday morning, where you are psyched that you're in quarantine with your family, where you are psyched that you get to do what you do every single day. And if something doesn't line up that way, don't put it off. This is your life. No one is going to come and change it for you.
Why couldn't we just be happy being who and what we are? Why is it that we're punished if we don't strive? Couldn't we just be rewarded for who we are? I can understand that, but I don't think that it works. I don't think things function like that. And I don't think probably in the final analysis we really want them to. I don't know if anyone enjoys undeserved reward. It feels creepy, doesn't it, to be rewarded for something you didn't do? What else? The positive emotion that we find sustaining is experienced in relationship to an unachieved goal.
So if you want to begin to grow, you've got to put something out here that you can't reach easily, that has got to make you stretch, got to make you jump for it, got to make you get back a little bit and dig in so that you can take a leap for it. And maybe you jump up there and you miss it and you extend your knees and you come back again and you bust your lip next time. But you keep on, and through that process, you learn how to leap higher. You start challenging yourself to dig deeper, and then you discover some things about you that you don't know right now, some talents that you have in you that you didn't know that you can do.
Right? Most cats are somebody that works hard. If the situation and the circumstance is what they want it to be, they gonna come out and they gonna act accordingly and they gonna give you everything they got. But a hard worker, regardless of situation, regardless of circumstance, regardless of what happened, I'm gonna show up and I'm gonna give everything I got to it, because I'm looking for something that's totally different. Right? The question becomes this. Can you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you do?
Nothing's ever going to be given to you. Everything's going to be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results. But two, and more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
Do you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? Right? Like, courage, do you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? And so anytime you got to be courageous, let's look at it from the standpoint of dreams, goals, and aspirations. You got your dream, your goal, and your aspiration, and then you got reality. And oftentimes reality doesn't reflect the goal, the dream, and the aspiration. And so when you think courage, like being courageous, and following your heart because it somehow knows what you want to do anyway, like, it's almost like instinct.
right? It's almost like when you feel something that you should do, and for some strange reason, like your mind or your spirit tells you, nah, I don't want to do it, because it takes you outside of your comfort zone, and it puts you in a space and place that may be unknown, or it puts you in a space and place of uncharted territory, but you know you should do it. You could feel it, right? And then you go against it. And all it does is make the route a lot longer. That's all it does.
Making promises to yourself that you don't keep. It's saying, I'm going to do this and not doing it. Because then what happens after that is the self-talk. Self-talk that you create by not upholding the obligations that you make to yourself is ultimately the most destructive thing that you could ever do to yourself. I'm gonna start after the wedding, after this trip, after summer, after this next holiday, after the holidays, I'm gonna start. Sound familiar? Yeah, that's why you feel like it. Because you know that you didn't do none of that shit that you told yourself you should have done.
I was that guy. I felt everything I did the first time. I was known for coming back even harder after I failed. Success isn't a straight line. It's a maze. And when you think you figure that maze out, you hit a wall. And you got to fuck around, start again. Stay on.
Take ownership for your life. Nobody can live your dream for you but you. Nobody's going to take care of your business like you. Stop coming up with excuses. Don't give yourself permission to continue to live a small life. You can't fit a big dream into a small life. Give yourself permission to go for it, to test yourself, to challenge yourself, to live full.
Everybody talk about how great they want to be until adversity and opposition hits. You judge the true character and caliber of a person by what they stand in times of challenge and opposition.
Things that are robust, that are strong, that are tough, that can take just a lot of abuse before they break, they are still ultimately defined by their breaking point. Something that is anti-fragile, on the other hand, is something that the more you attack it, the more it is pounded on, the stronger it gets. We're tied to something that is truly anti-fragile, that the more somebody comes after it, the more robust it becomes. Being a learner is that answer.
Because when it got hard, or when it rained, or when you got hungry, whatever, your boys wanted to go out to the club, or whatever the fuck it was, you did it, and you didn't stick through, and that's it. Our life success comes down to little bitty tiny decisions that we make consistently over and over and over again. And if you're making consistent decisions to break your momentum over and over and over again, you're not fucking having it.
If you can just keep believing when nothing in you is working, when all your external forces have given way, if you can just manage to somehow keep hoping, just hope. You ain't even really got to believe. All you got to do is hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You just got to hope. Sometimes you ain't strong enough to believe, but you can always be strong enough to just hope. Man, I hope God come get you. I hope I think.
So I just want to tell you, man, that don't let those thoughts that are trying to kill you, kill you. Or those thoughts that telling you're not enough, those thoughts that tell you things won't get better, those thoughts that tell you that you are your mistakes, those thoughts that tell you that you are your past, those thoughts that tell you that you're worthless. Don't let those thoughts kill you. They're lying to you. Because you're more than that. You're more than a conqueror. You're more than what you're going through. You do have purpose. You are awesome. You are talented. You are beautiful. You are special, despite what you've been going through.
Most of us have been conditioned not to take a risk. People ask me all the time, what does it take to be happy? And I always tell them it's really simple. One word, progress. Progress equals happiness. If you keep growing, you're going to feel alive. And if you keep growing, you're going to have more to give. And when you're growing and giving is when life is magnificent.
You can't be successful if you say one thing and you do another thing. So I'm here to tell y'all, for real, success number one starts with you. Like, for real, real success is you say one thing, and if you do what you say 70% of the time, you're gonna be average. If you do what you say you're gonna do 80% of the time, you're gonna be real good. And if you do what you say you're gonna do 90% of the time, you're gonna be great. Because very few people do what they say they're gonna do. It sounds good coming off your lips.
When I finally discovered it's all risky, the minute you were born, it got risky. If you think trying is risky, wait till they hand you the bill for not trying.
But as you go through the challenges of life, and you look at it and embrace whatever comes to you, don't run from it. Step toward it. Don't try and duck it like most people do. See, most people want it easy. See, if you easy come, easy what? Easy go.
But if you can remain hopeful in spite of all adversity, if you can just go to bed and just wake up tomorrow, every time you wake up, that's a sign from God that he ain't through with you yet.
I don't know what your future is, but if you're willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory, then you will not regret it. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.
And don't let your mind control you. Control your mind. And then you can set it free.
It's not helpful to you to be envious.
If you know what you want, then you know when you're failing. If you don't allow yourself to know what you want, you can keep that foggy. If you don't set out the conditions for your success, then you can avoid your responsibility, because again, that's not clear. And the problem with wanting something is that in all probability, you're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to make sacrifices, and it's certainly possible that you want to avoid that. Failing to make any of that clear protects you right now, but it's really hard on you over the medium to long term.
How can I wake up early in the morning? Wake up early. How can I work out consistently every day? Work out consistently every day. You have control over your mind. You just have to assert it. You have to decide that you are going to be in control, that you are going to do what you want to do. Laziness doesn't get a vote. Sadness doesn't get a vote.
You go at what you're going to deal with, and you deal with the difficulties of it. When you handle those hard things close at hand, making those hard decisions right now that you don't want to make, learning those things that you don't like to do, but you know that in order for you to get where you want to go, this is one of the hoops that you have to flip through.
Like, you know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. Listen to me. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Like, before you really blow up, and you get success, like, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it. No, I'm not. I'm serious, God. You gotta know what it looks like.
You know, what's the most important key to success? I think it's hunger.
You know what's the number one way you measure somebody that's hungry? Very simple. Their sense of urgency.
I don't believe in talent. Well, some people, they have talent. That is good. It helps when you have talent. As long as you have a lot of determination and willpower, that's all you need. You have to have the will to win.
This is it. There will never be a more perfect time than now.
Rise, young warrior. You must get up.
Your journey is not over.
And it's one thing to be hungry. It's another thing when you're starving for greatness and starving for success.
If you want to be really great at something, you kind of have to be out of your f-ing mind, but you also have to have an iron will.
Because pain, you're going to have all the time, uncertainty, and constant work, constant work, constant work.
Life is hard. Everything worth doing is hard. There is no easy path.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
It is your journey, young warrior. Only you decide when it ends.
The world is yours.
If there's something that you want and you're hungry for it, you've got to do whatever is necessary until. And when you give the best you can and that's not enough, you must do what is required.
I didn't teach myself victory first. I taught myself failure.
If you want to go from where you are to where you want to be, you're going to have to do something that makes you more different, more weird, more easy to be mocked. And there is this temptation to go back to your old ways of thinking. Mm. Go back to the road that you already know how it's going to end. And I get the sense that this is not a bug. It is a feature. It's a part of moving from a place that you do not want to be to one that you do. And for the most part, you actually need to live through this lonely chapter. And this is most people, I think, most people's experience, because if most people don't change, you are going to be an outlier if you're somebody who does change.
So you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre. You want to go back to who you were, huh, David?
I'm like, that, man. Mm-hmm.
There are only two mistakes along this way. You are not starting this one, or you are not bringing this one to the end.
Everybody knows you got to pay a price for winning, but most people aren't willing to pay it. They may pay it once, but literally you got to pay it every single day. And the crazy part about that is the price changes daily. Just like the stock market goes up and down, the price of winning changes on a daily, daily basis. You got to be willing to pay that price, whatever it is on that day.
I call it the Rocky cutscene, and almost every successful person that I have ever encountered has gone through not a month or a year, but many years of doing work without reward, where they have to do things that other people find boring, and they have to sacrifice things that everyone finds interesting that most people want to do during that entire season of their life. And they basically sacrifice a season of other things that they would prefer to do stuff that they would not prefer to do because of the one thing they want most. And that's the Rocky cutscene. And instead of lasting 5 minutes, it just usually lasts 5 or 10 years.
One day to change your life forever. I know that you have a grand vision. I know you want better for yourself. I know that you are fed up with being stuck in the same place. You seem to be stuck in this endless, dreadful cycle of stagnation. Well, this is your chance to get out. And once and for all, show yourself that you are capable, to remind yourself of the power you possess. And I promise you, if you do, you will never look back. Because this time is different.
And don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1 yard line. Oh, no, no, no. See, life is not just that simple. It's not that cut and dry. And that's why most people never realize their personal greatness, because they're casual about life. And when you are casual about life, you will end up a casualty.
It's hard. It's frustrating. There's things that are gonna happen. You're gonna get punched in the face. You're gonna get sick. You're gonna have breakups. You're gonna have people let you down. You're gonna have people steal from you. You're gonna have friends let you down. You're gonna make mistakes, and everybody's gonna see it and laugh at you. All of these things are gonna happen. You have to build yourself into someone who can continue to execute regardless of what's happening around you. And if you can do that, it doesn't matter what's happening around you. It doesn't matter if they're laughing. It doesn't matter if they're making fun. It doesn't matter if the weather's bad. It doesn't matter if the economy's bad. It doesn't matter if your parents don't approve, or your wife or your girlfriend or your husband. It doesn't matter if you keep executing, because eventually you will find yourself in the place you set out to be.
Get serious. Life is serious. We call it life or death. You can't just give in. You got to push back. Serious. Life is serious. The future is serious. One ancient novelist said, these are the best of times and these are the worst of times. The best of times and the worst of times. That's called serious matter. It's serious whether you win or lose. It's serious whether you succeed or fail. It's serious whether you've got a good future carved out for yourself or you do not have. These are serious matters. Matters of the heart are serious. Matters of income are serious. Matters of supporting your family, serious.
And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're gonna have a lot of bad days. So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is, when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast. So the big thing is, know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that?
Everything changed for me when I realized that we're not meant to feel excited and perfect all the time. I started accepting that where I am right now is where I'm genuinely meant to be. Tough days are all a part of the process. Lean into them. Bad days are also part of a very good and meaningful life. So on my toughest days, I think about getting through one more day, one more workout, one more rep.
He says, press on. Nothing can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. The world is full of unsuccessful people with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education alone will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent.
The world might say you are not allowed to yet. I waited a long time out in the world before I gave myself permission to fail. Don't even bother asking. Don't bother telling the world you are ready. Show it. Do it.
When you began your journey, you were determined. Nothing could stop you. And now that you are so close, are you willing to give up so easily?
I think the most expensive thing you could do is lose hope.